Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with your game preview for the Chiefs' fourth preseason game against the Green Bay Packers. Here are a few things to watch during this game. The first would be the kicker battle between veteran Ryan Succop and rookie Cairo Santos. These two have been neck and neck since OTAs, and this is going to be going all the way down to the wire to the Green Bay Packers game. Cairo Santos was going to take all the kicks against the Minnesota Vikings, and that turned into just one short field goal and not a lot of kickoffs. So that is one thing to watch, because we know the Chiefs are not going to keep two kickers on this roster when they have to be down to 53 players by Saturday at 3 o'clock. So that is one thing to watch in this game to see if one of those players can separate himself from the other. Another battle to watch would be the young quarterback position. We know Chase Daniel is going to start this game, and he's going to play the first quarter. After that, Tyler Bray and Aaron Murray will finish out the game. The battle for that number three quarterback spot could be determined in this game. Finally, first round pick Dee Ford. What we saw in training camp, and one of the big storylines, was how was defensive coordinator Bob Sutton going to get Tamba Ali, Justin Houston, and Dee Ford on the field together. It's something we haven't seen during the preseason. It's something we're not going to see against the Packers. But what we can see against the Packers is Dee Ford continuing to show that quick first step that has been talked about since training camp. Coach Sutton has talked about Ford's ability to develop in the run game, being a little bit better against the run, but he doesn't want to take any of his speed away. He doesn't want to slow him down or get him thinking about it. It's just one of those things that Sutton said young players have to learn and develop. These are three things to watch during the Chiefs game on Thursday night against the Green Bay Packers. Remember, the Chiefs have to be down to 53 players by Saturday at 3 o'clock. So there are a lot of players fighting for just a few key spots in this game, and this is their last opportunity to do that. For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel.
65 toss power trap.